Hi, this is Dr. Mike Headley, your holistic sleep expert, helping you get to sleep and stay asleep so you can live your best life possible. There's a new study that demonstrates the impact of sleep disturbance on cognitive decline. One thing I've noticed over the last year or two is just how much cognitive decline, brain issues, dementias, Alzheimer's are in the news. One of my mentors, Dr. Daniel Amen, he's currently on PBS, and is one of his latest books called Memory Rescue. He's written, a dozen different books on brain and body and brain and health and brain and memory. So there's just a lot of news out there right now. So this study talks about Alzheimer's disease and related disorders are a group of conditions that cause mild cognitive impairment or dementia. These conditions affect one's ability to function socially, personally, and professionally. It's important to recognize that Alzheimer's disease begins long before symptoms start, just like many other conditions, sometimes 15 to 50 years prior. However, there is evidence that simple prevention strategies can reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease and related disorders by as much as 50%. I'm going to repeat that. There's evidence that simple prevention strategies can reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease and related disorders by as much as 50%. I'll give you a couple examples when we're done. According to a new study published last week, researchers demonstrate how sleep disruption increased beta amyloid proteins, which are associated with Alzheimer's disease and related disorder. This study consists of a small group, 20 healthy individuals, 22 to 72 years of age. Researchers measured this human brain beta amyloid protein using PET scans. They assessed the impact of one night of sleep deprivation of this beta amyloid plaque that builds up throughout the day normally and how it is clearance from the brain. These results were compared to baseline values from the same time of day, but following a night of rested sleep. So here's the important thing. So it's highly unlikely that there's an overall increased risk of developing Alzheimer's disease or related disorders simply from a single bad night or even a week of poor sleep. Amyloid beta proteins levels will go back down after the next restful night of sleep. Thank goodness. The main issue concerns those with chronic sleep issues. That's the huge issue. That's why disease is 15 to 50 years in the making. You say, I just spent a poor sleep. I learned to live with it, right? People say, I've had these chronic health issues and there's no medical drugs and solutions for that. Well, there's natural solutions for that. So this can lead to chronically elevated amyloid levels from chronic sleep deprivation, thus leading to increased risk of Alzheimer's disease and related disorders. So it's important to address the environment to promote restful sleep. I've talked about rituals and routines and really tapping into your circadian rhythm by getting in the sun and doing things ritualistic, because our body systems and organs function optimally at different times of the day. So, for example, limiting the use of screens at bedtime is critical, albeit very difficult to do in today's society. So if you need to, I recommend using the night shift feature on smartphones. I've been talking about this. F.lux is a free software that you could download on your laptops or computers. So in addition, it's important to go to sleep around the same time every night and also have the same waking time every morning. So when you shift that circadian rhythm and you're sleep deprived all week and then binge sleep on the weekends, that really confuses the body, organs, tissue, systems. Also, caffeine and other stimulants can keep you up and interfere with your sleep. So it's best to avoid these at least 6 hours before bed. And I've promoted 8 to 10 hours before you go to bed too. And just have one cup of coffee and enjoy it in the morning. Not try to power through 6 or 8 cups of coffee if you have sleep issues. Also, people love to work out. And when you work out in the morning or during the day, that creates adenosine and the sleep drive, so you're tired at night. So we need to get into routines in the morning or noon or early evening to get these exercises. But don't really go high intense right before you bed, because our adrenal glands will kick out this high cortisol and it's just going to keep us awake and allow us not to fall asleep at a reasonable time. So there are many natural solutions that you can help your body get back on track. And so I offer a good amount of information on Dr. Mike Headley on Facebook. I do a couple Facebook Lives every week, and I post really good articles. And then you can check out drheadley.com to apply for a consultation. If you have chronic sleep issues, that sleep is a skill. Sleep is natural. Natural is to have this inborn drive to sleep. And so if it isn't there, if it used to be but isn't there, we need to discover the cause of that. And I have a process called the DNA difference that I dive deep into your genetics and try to explain to you that there is a solution, because most people, Jay, here, put a pill on and just treat the symptoms. There is a cause, and we will find the underlying cause of your chronic sleep disturbance. It is super exciting and empowering to restore someone's sleep, because that restores their moods and their energy and their joy to life, and they can experience work better and their family and their relationships and nature and just live their best life possible. It's exciting to have that 7 to 9 hours of uninterrupted sleep, not getting up to go to the bathroom, waking up when you want to, fully restored, tackling the challenges of the day. If you're yearning for that and really miss that and used to have that, or you've never had that, check out drheadley.com and apply for a consultation, and we'll talk it out and we'll dive deep into the solution of your problem sleep. With that, sweet dreams, everyone. Dr. Mike Headley, the holistic sleep expert, helping people get to sleep and stay asleep so you can live your best life possible. Take care.